The Beauty of a Book Club by Bonnie Rennie, pages 44 through 47. In the months before my much-anticipated retirement, I often found myself in this pleasant mental picture. Comfy chair, welcoming round table, perhaps a cup of coffee in my hand, sunlit room. Around the table, friendly voices taking turns in animated conversation. A book's story or subject, its merits and flaws, quality of character development, the takeaways we each got from reading that book, and so much more in terms of delightful discussion. I had listened to cited co-workers relating their happy book club experiences with a mixture of envy and eagerness. When I did retire, I set about finding the best book-sharing venue for my needs and abilities. The term book club is a broad one, encompassing myriad styles, genres, and formats. One can be integrated into a cited group that meets in a library, bookstore, church, you name it. Some concentrate on everyone reading the same bestseller, mystery, or poetry. Others may each read a different tome and critique it to the other members. Some people who are visually impaired want to be integrated into a sighted group, while others prefer a variety of visually impaired peers. Interesting options can be endless and depend on what one wants from the social connection and how flexible one can be in obtaining the reading material. Here are just some of the many benefits of joining a book club. 1. Encourages you to keep reading and getting something from the experience. 2. You get introduced to books, authors, perhaps even genres that you were unaware of or thought you would not like. Even if you end up not liking that book selection, you may well grow from the experience. 3. It's an opportunity to develop a sense of community, deeper connections with like-minded people, or just nice folks. These very positive relationships may be forged over time. 4. A great way to stimulate those all-important brain synapses, encouraging your mind to stay active, healthy, and engaged. The club experience is fun or can be made to be a good time that you look forward to. 6. It could be a positive way to promote CCB in your area, attracting potential members who enjoy reading. In my case, I fell into a book club at the Braille Institute that was starting up and has run for 6 pleasurable years. We now have an opportunity to move the group to our Orange County past CCB president's home. We hope that this setting will naturally blossom into a place where it's appropriate to highlight the benefits of CCB and the California Library Users of America, or the CLUA, to the participants. Speaking of conducive environments, remember, there are many ways to be part of such a wonderful book community, and they do not require one to leave the comfort of home or sit face to face. The mighty telephone now offers satisfying gatherings of readers. Perhaps you know that the CCB affiliate, California Library Users of America, or CLUA, and the ACB, National Affiliate Library Users of America, or the LUA, both hold book discussions throughout the year via group conference calls. Long-distance charges apply unless you have an unlimited plan. Take it from me, these calls are informative and enjoyable. A free option is the Senior Center Without Walls Book Club. It meets on the first and third Saturday afternoons of the month and is called Bookshare. Each person who wishes to can talk briefly about a book they've read and recommend. To register and participate, you may call SCWW at 877-797-7299. I was surprised at how many ways that being a book club member has enhanced my reading experience. For book lovers, what an enriching avenue to expand our social and literary horizons. For more information on joining the CCB California Library Users of America, please contact the CCB office. You may ask for my contact information there.